is king over the snake. Abaddon and all would take, you take a ground rattlesnake. he don't have no rattle or anything, but he's got a big head, and you could get stick and make him mad, and he'd bite himself and die. Kill his own self. Get him good and mad. I've done that. The place killed him. I've let him kill himself. Great big wide head and all, and take a stick and just keep aggravating him and all, and get him good and mad, then he'd go to biting himself and die. But I never heard of one of them a biting a person. But a rattlesnake, though, boy, they'll warn you. Yeah, and they'll coil up and right in the middle of them, and all their tail will stick up there, and the rattler on there, whatever amount it is. Sometimes it's 6 rattlers, 8 rattlers, or something like that on the end of his tail. And they'll just keep rattling up there, rattling and all. And if they strike at you, well, they'll throw the whole body out to hit you and all. They're a dangerous snake. But they'll warn you. They'll warn you. But a copperhead won't. He'll just bite you. He ain't got no warning. And they're very poison too. But you can kill their poison with coal oil or gasoline. If they bite you on the hand or foot, you can get a can and pour it out full of, a pan poured out full of gasoline or coal oil, and put your foot in there, and that's penetrating, and it'll kill that poison. Of course, you got to do it right just about as soon as you're bit. But if they bite you up on your arm or leg or anywhere, well, then you can't use that. But on your feet or your hands, you can. I had a brother who was bit 3 times by a rattlesnake or by a copperhead. And all he done was, if it was on a foot or hand, he just went to the house, and everybody had coal oil in, and used coal oil lamps and lanterns. And he'd go to the house and pour him out a pan of that, put his foot in him or his hand, and that's all he ever done. And that was penetrating, and it killed the poison. He's a great hand to go barefoot. And at night, when he'd be out, he'd go barefoot. Sometimes he'd come in, and copperhead had got a hold of him. He'd get pan, pour it full of coal oil, put his foot in there. That's all he ever done.
You know, if a farmer was going to milk his cows, what would he take with him to catch the milk?
Milk? He'd take a milk pail. There's a big bucket, something like that. No, he'd take that to catch the milk with. Anywhere from a tooth or so on to what the milk the cow gives, 2 or 3 gallons, but he'd take a big container enough to hold the milk pail.
Pail and a bucket, the same thing.
Huh?
Pail and a bucket, the same thing.
Yeah. Bucket or a milk pail, either one. Some of them call them milk pail, some of them just a big bucket.
Did you ever hear of a farmer having any kind of container that he throws scraps in for the hogs?